This is Vision Destiny 2022. This is session 22, reviewing my journals from 2021 so far, sharing the things that God has spoken to me about, things that we've done together, things that I've also engaged with other groups in. 30th of June. Son, the foundations of the kingdom are being laid in the heavens, unseen by those who are earthbound, but not unfelt. In other words, things that are happening in the heavenly realms people may not be aware of it, but that doesn't mean it's not impacting them. And a lot of things are happening around the earth. A lot of things are happening that are actually quite profound, and they're having a lot of influence, and a lot of changes are taking place because of it, but most people wouldn't be aware of it. The deeper the preparations within our sons and by our sons for establishing our kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, the more effective this process will be. So allow God to go as deep as He desires. Don't hold back. Don't be guarded. Open up your heart, open up your minds for deconstruction, for renewal, and for healing and wholeness, for integration, and allow Him to take you deeper and deeper into this process of transformation, into the maturity of sonship. And that preparation within us, and then the preparation that we're beginning to do by engaging God face to face, will begin to increase. There are those who, seeing what our original intentions were, are making preparations for embassies of heaven on earth, but the real preparations are taking place in the councils and assemblies of heaven. Those set the scene for what takes place on the earth. The restoration of the fallen ones, the strengthening of the earth shield, and protecting the cosmic dimensional portals are key parts of this preparation and are foundational to success. Son, we are keeping most of the preparations hidden from view, so those who are seeking to fulfill the Luciferian agenda will be unaware and vulnerable. Most of the shakings of the world systems that are taking place are too small to be noticed, but they are the preparations for future seismic changes to take place. The larger global shakings are designed to prepare our children to shift their focus away from following the do-it-yourself tree path to accept and promote the great reset that is coming. Now, we're not talking about great financial reset, although I do think the financial systems will be challenged. We're talking about a resetting of global perspective towards love, and therefore a reset of values, a reset of priorities, and a reset of what people are seeking first. And I think that is going to move away from following the do-it-yourself independent pathway to following the tree of life. The Great Reset is designed to turn our children away from humanism, to focus on spirituality, and more specifically, love. This will require both a slow process of undermining trust in the systems of globalism and an awakening of global consciousness to love. Those things go hand in hand. As more of our children stop trusting the DIY systems and begin to reject them, they will begin to turn away and look for alternatives. This is when the light of love and truth must shine brightly through our sons to draw our children out of darkness to follow the light. And when people begin to turn away from what they have been looking at, they need something else to turn to. And we must be demonstrations of that. We must be the light and the frequency that points people to look to God, to look to love. Great demonstrations of unconditional love, limitless grace, triumphant mercy will take place to challenge the religious and political systems that promote judgment, justice based on retribution and vengeance. Now, this is the problem. Man's view of judgment and justice always looks for retribution or vengeance. God's view is one of mercy. And the mercy of God has already overcome man's requirement for judgment and justice, because Jesus dealt with that on the cross by nailing every accusation to the cross and dealing with it. The establishment of the Earth Shield and Restoration Government groups are in preparation for the leaven of the kingdom to infiltrate and spread through the DIY tree systems, weakening and undermining them with love, grace, and mercy. I do not believe those systems can be redeemed because God never intended them, but I do believe they can be made, people can be made aware of what's behind those systems so they can turn from them. And I think that is what our light is supposed to do, to unveil, to show and reveal those things as they are, the counterfeits. Son, we always work in the opposite spirit to those who are seeking to turn from darkness to light, as direct warfare through conflict always has the opposite result. We cannot seek to do warfare to free people. We need to engage them in experiencing love, because love will bring freedom. Love will cast out fear. Love and peace wins, not hatred and war. That is why restoration is at the heart of our agenda, and it will only be the only way that everything can ultimately be as we intended. It must come through love. Therefore, we cannot do it through our own humanistic understanding of what we think is justice. And religion has taken on that view and has made out God to be a God of wrath and anger, a torturer and a tormentor. And of course, he isn't. He's a God of love. He is love. Love wins, so live loved. That means living in the knowledge that we are unconditionally loved. So we live in that whole loved environment. We're not seeking to be loved. We're not trying to be loved. We're not trying to earn love. We're just loved. And we live our state of being in the fact that we are loved. Then we can love living. Life takes on a whole different perspective when we're moving away from the performance-orientated way of trying to earn everything, that we get weary and worn out carrying all these things, when actually, when we know we're loved, life is worth living. And then we can live loving, because then we reciprocate what we've received. We receive unconditional love, we can give unconditional love. We love because he first loved us. We love one another as he loved us, and it's so important and vital that we live loved. The frequency of love that our sons resonate with and live in will awaken creation. That is why it's so important that we know our identity as those who are loved unconditionally. This is becoming evident in the revealing of the elementals and the beings that represent creation, including the guardians, engaging more actively with mature sons. So we're starting to see more of an interaction between beings that henceforth we hardly even knew existed. And now they're becoming aware, engaging, because they're picking up the frequency of our sonship. Son, expect more evidence and interaction cosmically as creation continues to awaken from its state of bondage. The earth and the components of nature will communicate more overtly. And I've been beginning to engage in aspects of creation with the air as a sentient being, with the sea, with the earth, with the core of the earth, with the plates of the earth. These things are becoming more overtly, evidently communicating, and individually sentient aspects of nature. The trees, different aspects are beginning to awaken, and when we can begin to engage with them. The light and sound frequencies of love, hope, grace and mercy that our sons are beginning to be is causing the awakening, and this will continue to increase. So it's not that love, hope, grace, mercy are things that we just receive. We are them. We are carrying the frequency of them. We are, that is the state of being. We live in a state of love, hope, grace, mercy. It's our state of mind. It's our expanded consciousness that is awakening things. The enlightenment of our sons is awakening the deep memories of ancient ones, oneness, that were present in the beginning, and stirring hunger and desire within creation for freedom and restoration. There is memory. There's a return to the original memory. Time is your partner and critical for this awakening of lost identity, both for our children and creation, as eternity is hidden within the hearts of all our children and within the fabric of the space-time continuum. Time is very helpful as a being to partner with us to begin to awaken memory of the past. Son, in spite of the personal challenges you're facing, stay focused by living in loving kindness and trust us to bring good out of the hurt and pain and betrayal and rejection. 1st of July, Restoration Government Ascension. And this in this ascension, it was a number of us, and we were engaged. And as we were engaging, we were met by a being. This being was a female personality, a Pleiadia. And this being led us to some double golden gates that were inscribed with historical events. And the gates were opened, and we were given access to the ancient pathway of wisdom. And there were a number of pathways you could take going through those golden gates. And each of us, as we engaged, experienced different things. My focus actually was on the gates themselves. And I was engaging with what was written on the gates and this inscriptions, because that was something that I was given revelation of. As we were traveling down this path of wisdom, around about us were many wonderfully brightly colored notes. It was like, not musical notes, but things were written that were revelatory and illuminating, and they were lining the hallway of the building that we entered. So it was difficult not to be distracted, because all these things were bright and they were luminous and they were having information written on them. We entered a round room, and over the top of us there was a beautifully constructed dome-like ceiling that had what looked like hand-painted images, but right in the middle of it there was a glass in 12 sections. We were also standing on a round translucent floor divided into 12 different sections, reflecting what was above. So above, there was this sort of glass dome. In the center of it, there were these 12 sections of glass. And then on the floor, there were 12 sections that we were standing on. The glass that was in the round center part of the dome ceiling began to spin and open up like the iris of a camera. And if you know when a iris of a camera opens, it sort of opens up together in one way. Many angelic beings were peering down to see what our response was going to be. There was a huge multidimensional shaft of brilliant blue light, and as we stepped into the shaft, we were carried up through the ceiling. A golden vortex appeared, and we stepped in where 12 lights were coming in from our right and 12 lights were coming in from our left. They came together and joined in a circle, and they began to rotate around us in a clockwise fashion. Now, a lot of this is symbolic, and the symbolism needs to be discerned. And you engage that symbolism to become aware of what this encounter was actually trying to show us and reveal to us. The Lord said that we have now been joined to the 24 elders, and I guess that was the 12 lights from the left, 12 lights from the right, but also the 12 sections of the glass roof and the 12 sections of the floor, bringing things together in union. They were rotating round us to spin very quickly, and you know, that spinning motion was revelatory, and looking to unveil. They spun so fast that their lights were moving together until it looked like almost a solid line. They were going so fast that it was like a line of light around us. I feel like it, and this is where people started to share what they were feeling. I feel like it's connected to Isaiah's scroll. As the moment we started to engage, I started to see how those scriptures in Isaiah, that I've always just interpreted them relating to the earth, but they're heavenly as well. So as it says, your sons will come from afar. The sun shouted for joy at the creation of the earth. So they're coming from the fires of kings will come, the brightness of your rising will rise, the brightness of the kings and of the elders. Your sons will come from afar, and nations will come to the brightness of your rising, which is cosmic in nature, just not earthly in nature. Carries more a deeper level. You will repair the desolation of generations. You'll be called repairer of the breach. Repair what is devastated. I was seeing a tube with words on it locked in. I think it was not just words, but it looked like some form of technology or energy. I think I felt in the ascension when we were rising, it was connected to when Isaiah says, arise, shine, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Now, that carries many different perspectives. It's a statement which can be outworked in many different ways. and many different depths to it, and this was just another one. The kings and sons also come from other dimensions, and they are going to be drawn to the brightness of the rising of the sons of God. The brightness of your rising is connected to the formation of the government of God. We honored the elders and we embraced the elders. The Lord has given me a word for a number of years that the elders are vital to complete the body. We honor the elders. We honor the funnel of light, the glorious light seen upon us. We call the sons from afar. We just honor those 24 elders. We thank you, Lord, that you brought them to impart to us something from the ancient path of wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Wow, we just open up our hearts now to receive that which is being imparted by the ancient path of wisdom. I feel like there's almost a crown coming upon us, the crown of government, an expansive corporate crown. Thank you, Father, for the crown of light, the crown of government, and the formation of the crown. We embrace the elders and the sons. We thank you for the frequency of the blood, which is light. Since we started to engage, I felt the blood frequency. Yes, it was blood just bursting out of us in this encounter. This is a frequency, a sound is coming out of us into the cosmos, into the heavens, into the heaven of heavens. And it was blurred, which was speaking, and it was almost like a beacon of light. So this was a very interesting dynamic, and you know, I can't say I fully understand everything that was happening, but it was good. We open our hearts now to receive the maximum that could be imparted from the 24 elders from the blood of your way. We're opening up our hearts now. Fill us, Lord. I feel like a fire in my chest right now. Thank you for the burning flame. And again, you feel, you have emotions, you have physical senses in these encounters, and they all need to be pulled together and connected. Thank you for the formation of a fuller expression of government into the cosmos, into the galaxies. We bring ourselves now into agreement with the heart of the 24 elders. We open up our hearts, we throw open the doors of our heart. We ask you to make impartation from the ancient pathways. And I'm seeing the Lord gathering many stones from creation, the cosmos, to form in this beautiful structure, and it's reminding me of how the high priests had stones on them, and the knowledge is coming back to us, cosmological knowledge, multidimensional knowledge. Knowledge of the past, present and future, who was, is and is to come. I feel like the Lord is uploading into our DNA the truth, which is setting us free and creation free. So Father, I thank you that you are the wisdom that builds the house, the knowledge that fills the house. We receive now knowledge, multiple strands of knowledge into our DNA, hyperdimensional quantum knowledge, time and space knowledge, eternity knowledge, wave, sound, energy, frequency, vibration, that we are built with precious stones. Thank you, Lord, for the knowledge, the covering, the importation of truth. Thank you for the multidimensional beings, angels and the elders. They are also the sons that are coming from afar. Thank you that you're rebuilding us with stones. And then carried on in the encounter as I was watching Saturn, again started to engage the solar system. I saw three concentric rings of fire around Saturn. This wasn't me, this was someone else who had this encounter, but I was watching. But interesting, now I saw that those rings were on an axis that could be maneuvered into any position that the planet chose. I saw some beings on the outer ring guarding the ring, and I asked the Father, what do you want me to do about them? He said, just send them my love. So I started to extend the Father's heart of love to them through me. And as I sent them more and more love, I found myself within the planet, and I heard the Father say, just sit with me in my peace in this place. So I completely encapsulated his peace as best I could, extending and projecting his peace into the planet. As I was doing that, I saw that there is a connection with Saturn and the elementals that function on the Earth. I saw what would look like a light power cable. So in old days, I would call it a ley line, but actually I'm calling it a light power cable on which the elemental traveled back and forth from Saturn to Earth. Could actually see an agenda of plunder but actually had replaced the agenda of replenishment. I could see that the elementals were originally tasked, along with other beings, to travel back and forth along this line to power this line power cable to replenish the Earth from Saturn. The planets have functions aligned to the Earth. So I engaged with them, having asked the Father what to say. The Father said, remind them. So I engaged them and said, may I remind you that your mandate is for replenishment into the Earth. May I remind you that plunder does not feel as good as replenishment. As I said that, I got their attention. It was like something sparked for them when I reminded them that replenishment felt more satisfying than plunder. So I said, you're free to choose. You have another choice. You're free to choose your original design, and I encourage you to choose replenishment. I urge you, for your own satisfaction, choose well. And then I felt the Father say, okay, now stop talking and just release my love into them as beings. So that's what I did, and then I was back in the room. These relationships have got to be restored, because it's our community, isn't it? It's in a community of planets. We're part of a community, a union of planets. And it's really, really important that we take note of that and we see what is our responsibility for that restoration of union. It makes sense to me that there are elemental forces. You think of them as forces, living forces, where we interact electromagnetically. Scientists have discovered that without Jupiter and Saturn, Earth would not be able to exist, because Jupiter and Saturn are gravity wells. They pull a lot of materials and cosmic forces in, and they act like bouncer planets. So they've said, for to have an Earth-like planet, you also need a Jupiter or Saturn, because they act as guardian planets. And they actually pull a lot of asteroids in that would otherwise hit us. They're very strong gravity wells. I saw that the planet, these rings, were able to actually move on an axis, and as the planet repositioned the rings, yea, like a vibration went out into the cosmos, it had an impact into the cosmos. In other words, they produced a song or a sound or a frequency. Now, what I did when I encountered this gateway, I stopped at the Golden Double Gates initially and was joined by time. And so, although I followed the interaction of others and was part of that engagement, I also was able to be in this place at the same time. And time pointed out four specific dates inscribed around the golden doors: 1917, 1946, 2015, and 2021. Time revealed the significance of those gates was connected to the opening of portals or gates connected to the Earth and the dimensions around the Earth via the everlasting doors. Now, we tend to think of the everlasting doors, or the windows of heaven, as when they're open, it allows heaven to be poured onto the Earth, and that is true. But within the everlasting gates, certain positions around the everlasting doors around the Earth, there are also gateways that are connected to dimensions. Now, these gateways can be opened from our side, and we can go through them, or things can come through them. So we're very careful in engaging those gates, and these dates were connected to those gateways. In 1917, Aleister Crowley, who was an occultist, using an ancient ritual, the Almathra workings, opened the West Gate and engaged beings he called Lom, who are very similar to the greys of UFO lore today. And you have pictures of them, and this is the picture he drew. Very similar to what is known in ufology, if you like, as greys. And they're dimensional beings. They're not beings from another planet, they're beings from another dimension. And they had an impact in him opening that door. Now, I think it frightened him and he closed it, but it was open. In 1946, L. Ron Hubbard, who was the founder of Scientology and Diakinetics, and Jack Parsons, who was a NASA rocket fuel scientist, opened up the West Gate, using the Babylonian workings that was linked back to Aleister Crowley's writings. And of course, what happened after that, there were many UFO sightings followed, like Roswell and abductions, and a lot of things started to take place because of that gateway being open. In 2015, Jason Westerfield was deceived into trying to open the Western Gate during an online conference. The web address for that conference was openthewesterngate.org. So that was a very specific task that those behind the conference wanted to draw people in to come into agreement to open that gateway. And I was, I saw the video introducing that online conference, and it was quite disturbing when I saw it. Something in my spirit, the frequency of it just wasn't right, but I couldn't attend anyway because I was away on another meeting. But others I know did attend. Some were saying this was going to be the greatest advancement in Christianity since the cross. They were caught in because of the sort of charisma of the characters involved. But what actually was, the people behind it weren't Christians at all, and they were using Jason Westerfield and his name to draw believers in so that they could influence them in participating in this opening the Western Gate because of the authority believers have. And there were a number of online Facebook groups that, as a result of this, were exposed for what they were trying to do, infiltrate and deceive believers into going into a very sort of New Agey type belief system. And what actually happened in their attempt to open the gate, that it was thwarted, and some of the sons of God, including myself, were actually assigned by the Father to protect and guard the gate. Now, I didn't really know much about that, what it was really going on, but in the 7th of November, and this conference, I think, was at the end of November. On the 7th of November, the Father said, "The Son, the veils between dimensions are being prepared for multi-dimensional incursions," which was what they were trying to do in opening the Western Gate. "Set the watchman at the gates to guard, protect, and defend." So simply, I have no idea what that really meant, but I assigned central angels, those angels who are guards and watchmen, and they protected the gate. Now, a few other people that I connected to afterwards also had dreams to avoid being involved in the conference, and God was warning people. And he also went on to say this: "The veils once removed will also allow many to travel into the mysteries that have been interdimensionally and return with the discoveries for the opening of the Discovery House." So there is a legitimate way of entering through that gateway, if you also guard it, that will open up a whole lot of discoveries, which will enable us then to engage the Discovery House, or to align the Discovery House for an awakening of things on the earth. And I think that might be energy discoveries, different sorts of not human technology, but organic technology, put it that way. And as a result of this, I believe now we're able to engage because 2021 was the last date. 2021, there will be a legitimate opening of the West Gate where mature sons will be able to access to bring the light of love and truth of restoration to those dimensions and beyond. So I believe there will be a significant opening of this gateway safely with those who have the authority and the maturity to do it, for purposes which will be unveiled, no doubt, when those things are happening. 2021 being a significant event that we would be responsible for in engaging through that gateway. The four gateways, which are the north, east, west, east, south gateways, are significant gateways towards the earth and outwards. And there are fours which function together in the Bible. There are four doors on Wisdom's Heights. There are the four names of God. There are the four living creatures before the throne. There are the four windows of heaven, the four corners of the earth, in a sense, north, west, south, east, west. And those are aligned with these gateways. These are not the portals out there in the cosmos, because there are portals within the constellations which are openable and can engage the dimensions, but are actually portals within the atmosphere of the Earth and are connected to the everlasting doors around the Earth. And I think it's really important that we differentiate between different portals. So in all the dimensions accessible within the 12 constellations, do not engage your realm unless everlasting doors are open, such as the Western Gate. So there's something which, when that connects to the atmosphere of the Earth, then that also releases something in the constellations. Most activity between dimensions is coordinated by counterfeit councils, and there are some portals that are currently active, but many are being awakened and activated. You have a mandate to engage the active portals as before, but you will need to cooperate with the angelic orders and guardians to protect those portals that are at risk of activation. And that's, I've shared quite a lot around that and creating guardians and those type of experiences to begin to work together for creating shields and activations around these whole things for restoration. So the pathways of ancient wisdom and knowledge need to be navigated carefully, as what they reveal can be used for good or evil. So again, you know, these experiences, they happen when you're together. You need to be able to navigate them together, learn how to focus on what you're seeing, but be aware of what others are seeing. It's not that easy, but the more you do it, the more familiar you are with it all, and easier it becomes. And sometimes you just have to focus because other things are going on that are distracting. But generally, you can be aware of things happening in multiple realms or with multiple people during these encounters. So let's just finish off with a short activation. I just want to encourage you again to open up your hearts, open up your minds, just come to a place of rest. Just begin to slow down your breathing. Just focusing your mind on the light and the face of God, thinking of God's name, breathing in and breathing out the name of God. And as you breathe in, hold that breath. Breathe in love and let that love course throughout your whole being, bringing you to a state of rest. Your mind, your emotions, your body relaxed, open, focused, engaging love. Just be still and know who God is as love. Let his love fill you, flow through you, cocoon you. Just be loved in that state of living loved. This is a safe place, a place for union and oneness of heart, mind, and purpose. Just focus your intention on engaging the Father's heart, the Father's face. And as you engage in that realm of light, go deeper and deeper into love, deeper and deeper into him, deeper and deeper into his heart. And just be open for whatever he shows you, wherever he wants you to go. Just set your heart's desire on engaging the Father. He may give you insight and revelation that opens and triggers something in you for a particular mandate or purposes. He may just want you to go deeper in love. He may want you to engage the solar systems or engage some of the angelic realms. Just be very open for wherever that leads you. Open the eyes of your heart. Open the eyes of your spirit. And from that place of rest, just continue to engage love.